And now more people are falling victim to indiscriminate airstrikes by the U.S.-led coalition in Syria. According to Syrian media, 11 people were killed following an air raid on a Shafa village in Deir ez-Zor province. Attacks by the U.S.-led coalition in eastern Syria have surged recently, killing a growing number of civilians. U.S. forces are operating in the country without a United Nations mandate or permission from Damascus. Our correspondent in Syria, Muhammad Ali, tells us more about the recent deadly airstrikes by the U.S.-led coalition in Syria.
Local sources in the village of Al-Sha'fa, which is southeast of Deir ez-Zor city, close to the borderline with Iraq, have said that new airstrikes by the U.S.-led coalition have killed at least 11 people, among them three women and five children. Now, this is the initial number because people there are saying that there are ongoing airstrikes happening and that there are more and more bodies under the rubble that still need to be pulled out of there. So the number is expected to rise, but at least now 11 have been confirmed killed as a result. Also, there is a large amount of destruction in the houses of the people because the area there is a small village and is fully inhabited by people over there. A large number of people live inside that town, which is Al-Sha'fa. And this is of course not the only town that has been under the airstrikes of the U.S. coalition. Close and nearby towns like Hajin, like Ubadran, have been also the target of the U.S. coalition in the past month. Increasingly, of course, dozens have been killed so far.